Warning: the following program may contain language and concepts that might disgust you or challenge your sensibilities. Please enjoy the show.
This is dedicated to weird sounds inside the gold mine.
And the darkest star is just before dawn.
Take that ride across this bloody river to the other side.
Bruce Springsteen's American Skin, a.k.a. 41 Shots. And that's what it takes to open up this week's Weird Sounds Inside the Gold Mind. I'm Mike Gold. Tonight, we're doing something a little different. I had a whole different idea for what I was going to do this week. I was going to actually do that Psychobilly show that I've been threatening to do. But I was sort of in Manhattan with a couple of thousand of my friends, telling the New York police that we were really, really pissed off at all of these cops killing unarmed black guys thing. And by killing, I don't necessarily mean shooting, although that's usually the case. Because in New York, the guy was strangled, and we saw it. It was videotaped, we all saw it, and the cops got away with it. And that's true in so many of these cases. There's 14 recent cases. 14. So our music tonight is going to be just as shit-kicking as ever, but we're kicking a slightly different type of shit. Musically, you're going to enjoy the ride. Politically, boy, I sure hope you do. Steve Earle kicks us off.
Now. educated, best equipped, best prepared troops refuse to fight. Matter of fact, it's safe to say that they would rather switch than fight.
I don't like it any more. at your women crying. Look at your young men dying the way they've always done before.
Oh, so civil about war anyway?
Good evening. We want to just quickly send a nice friendly message to the Fraternal Order of Police in Philadelphia. It's something nice and friendly. It goes a little something like this.
Fuck the police, coming straight out the underground. A young nigga got his bag cause I'm brown. And all the undercovers the police think they have the authority to kill a minority. Fuck that shit cause I ain't the one for a poor motherfucker with a badge and a gun to be beaten on and thrown in jail. We can go toe to toe in the middle of a cell. Fuck it with me cause I'm a teenager.
Set with The Revolution Starts Now, and you better believe that that's on the Weird Sounds Greatest Hits agenda. Green Day followed with 99 Revolutions, Public Enemy, Fight the Power, Guns N' Roses, Civil War, and Rage Against the Machine, Fuck the Police. That was live. And no, we're not going to be subtle tonight. But speaking about Tom Moreno, I am going to talk about rock and roll for a second. Last week, PBS ran this great tribute to Bruce Springsteen as a charity thing, and all kinds of people were on it, and Tom Moreno was there just heating up the joint and then burning it all down. Just phenomenal. Mavis Staples was there. God, she's never sung a bad note in her life. It was really great. And then the last half hour, 45 minutes, it's hard to tell because PBS does all those begging for dollars segments. Bruce and the E Street Band and a lot of the contributors there all got together and just knocked down the bill. It was just wonderful. Bruce is one of those guys who really puts his money where his mouth is. Done a lot of great work for charities. Very, very aware of this world and trying to make it a better place. As are many, many of us. This is one of those times where you really need to stand up and be counted. We'll see what Frank Zappa has to say, but first, we're going to do our own little police lineup.
Mike, go! Weird sounds inside the gold mine.
Get the point.
Thank you.
killed her too.
To plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Spiro Agnew. Eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nubs. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner because the revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on report from 29 districts. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on the rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still life of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he has been saving for just the proper occasion. Green Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so damn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally got down with Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of Harry Arm, woman liberationist, and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Key, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, Engelbert Humperdinck, or The Rare Earth, the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with Coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.
Yeah, thanks for not singing that.
River of shame. River of shame. Flow. Shit, more than 20 years and I'm getting tired of it. Don't like swimming, hope it'll run dry. Got to go on swimming, 'cause I don't want to die. Oh, I can feel another 1,000 years of the flapjacks of sorrow. Unless we make 2000 AD our glorious deadline, a glorious deadline to make this place a better place. Or else the flapjacks of sorrow are gonna slide down our throats for another millennium of pain and sorrow and oppression. And all our children will have to wade and to swim in the same grim river. Sing along with us. Sing along. Sing.
Pretend.
This is where the party ends. I can't stand here listening to you and your racist friend. I know politics bore you, but I feel like a hypocrite talking to you and your racist friend.
Continuing along with our little musical protest march. The Mothers of Invention, Concentration Moon, Mom and Dad and Bowtie Daddy. Yes, that's the Weird Sounds edit. The Clash, White Riot. They'll be back. Gil Scott-Heron, The Revolution Will Not Be Televised. No, it'll be on the internet. As a matter of fact, a lot of these demonstrations that have been going down last week and hopefully still this week, they are being televised on the internet. Joe Strummer and the Mescaleros, Police on My Back, The Fugs, Wide, Wide River, They Might Be Giants, Your Racist Friend. It's heartwarming, isn't it? One of the folks on that Springsteen thing on PBS, and you know, it's PBS, they'll rerun it forever, as long as they can squeeze a few bucks out of it. They had Patti Smith as part of it. She just knocked down the house, as always. I mean, that's one of the reasons why I think this three-hour thing was so much fun. And she's coming back right here to our little musical stage right after the break.
Mike, go!
Weird Sounds Inside the Goldmine.
Get the point!
Bright and fair, but in my sleeping, you was broken, but my dream.
piggies crawling in the dirt. And for all the little piggies, life is getting worse. Always having dirt to play around in. Have you seen the bigger piggies in the starched white shirts? You will find the bigger piggies stirring up the dirt. Always have clean shirts to play around in. In the skies with all the backing, they don't care what goes on around. In their eyes there's something lacking. What they need's a damn good whacking.
Forks and knives to eat the bacon.
One more time.
Come get out of the way, boys, quick get out of the way. You'd better watch what you say, boys, better watch what you say. We've rammed in your harbor and tied to your port, and our pistols are hungry and our tempers are short. So bring your daughters around to the fore. 'Cause we're the cops of the world, boys. We're the cops of the world. We pick and choose as we please, boys. Pick and choose as we please. You'd best get down on your knees, boys. Let's get down on your knees. We're hairy and horny and ready to shack, and we don't care if you're yellow or black. Just take off your clothes and lay down on your back. 'Cause we're the cops of the world, boys. We're the cops of the world. Our boots are needing a shine, boys. Boots are needing a shine. But our Coca-Cola is fine, boys. Coca-Cola is fine. We've got to protect all our citizens fair. So we'll send a battalion for everyone there. And maybe we'll leave in a couple of years. 'Cause we're the cops of the world, boys. We're the cops of the world. And dump the reds in a pile, boys. Dump the reds in a pile. You'd better wipe off that smile, boys. Better wipe off that smile. We'll spit through the streets of the cities we wreck, and we'll find you a leader that you can elect. Those treaties we signed were a pain in the neck. 'Cause we're the cops of the world, boys. We're the cops of the world. And clean the Johns with a rag, boys. Clean the Johns with a rag. If you like, you can use your flag, boys. If you like, you can use your flag. We've got too much money, we're looking for toys. And guns will be guns, and boys will be boys. But we'll gladly pay for all we destroy. 'Cause we're the cops of the world, boys. We're the cops of the world. Please stay off of the grass, boys. Please stay off of the grass. Here's a kick in the ass, boys. Here's a kick in the ass. We'll smash down your doors, we don't bother to knock. We've done it before, so why all the shock? We're the biggest and the toughest kids on the block. And we're the cops of the world, boys. We're the cops of the world. And when we butchered your sons, boys, when we butchered your sons, have a stick of our gum, boys. Have a stick of our bubble gum. We own half the world, oh say can you see? And the name for our profits is democracy. So like it or not, you will have to be free. 'Cause we're the cops of the world, boys. We're the cops of the world.
So your brother's bound. We had a pig, J. Edgar was his name. We'd eat up all our victuals and start back up again. Just like the vacuum cleaners, they sail down in the lane. Well, that's how J. Edgar Hoover got his name. Now Mama baked a cherry pie and set it out to cool, so we'd have something good to eat when we got home from school. J. Edgar climbed up on the porch and ate up all that pie. When we got home that morning, we heard our mama cry. J. Edgar, just look what you've done. You ate up the cherry pie that was for everyone. We made it through the dusters and the hoppers too. But God help us, J. Edgar, 'cause nothing's safe from him. We had an extra man named Bob, he wouldn't work a leg. He drank bad moonshine liquor and it always made him sick. We rode to church on Sunday and stayed a while in town. When we reached home at supper time, poor Bob could not be found. He wasn't in the parlor and he wasn't in the lane, drinking in the pantry or sleeping in the hay. His hat was in the pig pen that he always wore. Poor Bob won't be drinking moonshine liquor anymore. J. Edgar, it just don't seem fair. You ate Bob the hired man while we were at prayer. Let's say a prayer for poor old Bob and our country too. J. Edgar, nobody's safe from you.
Thank you. say time heals everything, but I'm still waiting. I'm through with doubt. There's nothing left for me to figure out. I've paid a price.
than the sudden smell of burning flesh. Here is a fruit. For the crows to pluck, for the rain to gather, for the wind to suck, for the sun to rot, for the leaves to drop.
Continuing our rising up pissed off medley, we opened with Patti Smith, People Have the Power, and more righteous words were never uttered by anybody. The Beatles with George Harrison's Piggies. I said we weren't going to be subtle. Phil Oakes, Cops of the World. Crosby, Steals the Cash and Runs. Chicago. True story in that song. True story, I was there. I know. I saw Bobby Seale chained and gagged, bound to a chair. Ry Cooder, J. Edgar. Sly and the Family Stone, Everyday People. Jeez, I wish that a whole bunch of cops, at least 14 of them, had listened to that song and understood it. Dixie Chicks, Not Ready to Make Nice. And we close the set with Miss Nina Simone, her most powerful hit. One of the most powerful songs ever written, Strange Fruit. I said the Clash will be back, and they will. Hang on a sec.
Mike, go!
Weird sounds inside the gold mine.
Get the Point Radio.
I swear by Almighty God to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth.
within Junction, lock the beachfront home. Come here, thunder, medalist, look up. Is this the rapture? President peers out and says, have you got some gray perform?
In the fields of bodies burning, rise, the war machine keeps turning, death and hatred to mankind, poisoning their brainwashed minds. Oh Lord, yeah. We'll be right back. hilltops turning, in the fields the bodies burning. No more war pigs have the power. Hand of God has struck the hour. Day of judgment, God is calling. On the knees, the war pigs crawling. Mercy for their sins. Satan laughing spreads his wings. Oh Lord, yeah. We'll be right back.
the hunted and weary, chasing the promise of freedom and hope. Came to this country to build a new vision, far from the riches of kingdom and gold. While we bullied, stole, and bought a homeland, we began the slaughter of the red man. But still from near and far to seek America, they came by thousands to conquer the world. But she just patiently smiled.
Obstruction.
Clash, Guns on the Roof, Jello Biafra, Pets Eat Their Master, The Cancer Bats, War Pigs, The Pixies, There Goes My Gun, Steppenwolf, Monster, The Jefferson Airplane, Crown of Creation. We close the set with the Ramones cover of the Max Frost hit, Shape of Things to Come. This time had to be the Ramones. This is normally the place where we do the big rant, but quite frankly, the entire show tonight's been the big rant, so I want to tell you how the grand jury system works, because that's really the crux of the biscuit. There's nothing opinionated here. It's really how it works. The grand jury is not a legal process in terms of judging right and wrong or guilt or innocence. All it's there to do is to find probable cause for an indictment. Period. There are no judges. There are no lawyers other than the prosecutor, or in these cases, the exonerator. The evidence is unchallenged. The alleged bad guy's lawyer isn't allowed to be there. So he can't say, wait a moment, where did that come from? Or how come that doesn't contradict this? Or how come that doesn't contradict the testimony that the witness gave the police at the time of the incident when everything was fresh in their memory? That's not part of it. It's just that the prosecutor slash exonerator just gives the grand jury whatever it is that he wants to give them, and then they go off. That's why the phrase, prosecutor can get an indictment on a ham sandwich. Over 90%, some believe up to 99% of all such proceedings, there's an indictment handed down. Except for in the case of police shootings, particularly police shootings of unarmed black people, when the odds are reversed. Almost none. There's almost none that get indicted. None of these police. The police union and management stands behind it, because they don't want their cops to look bad. They want to minimize lawsuits. So that's the reason why we've been getting these, quote, verdicts. They're not verdicts. And that's why we're in this mess that we're in today. Weird Sounds Inside the Gold Mine will be back next week here on GetThePointRadio.com. I am your host, Mike Gold. We're going out with our national anthem and, goddammit, a pretty bratty version of it, I'll tell ya. Mojo Nixon and Skid Roper, you do Woody Guthrie proud. Me.
the rich, the black, the brown, the yellow, the red, everybody. No matter what religion you have, no matter what part of the world you come from to hear, this piece of dirt under our feet doesn't belong to just one person. The person with the most lawyers doesn't own all of it. Belongs to everybody. And I'm not just talking about this dirt right underneath our feet here. The whole world, the whole earth belongs to everybody. Each and every one of us, each and every one of us on the planet owns all the planet. Now what we gotta do, what we gotta do is have a plan. I have a dream. I have a vision that everybody on the planet is going to get together, and they're going to go to the amusement park of my mind, Mojo World, where there's water slides with loop-de-loops and barbecue sauce in the water slides, and there's go-kart tracks going through the middle of the loop-de-loop and the water slide, and there's drive-in movie theater showing Vanishing Point, Two-Lane Blacktop, Thunder Road every night. And you can always buy Cheese Whiz, Beanie Weenie's Royal Ground Pomade, and liquor stores open 24 hours a day, every day. Yeah, and there's no fool wearing a little badge saying, we ID under 25. If they ID you and you're old enough to buy it, then you get it free. That's Mojo World. Yeah, and every Saturday night, tribute to a great American hero. It's Evel Knievel Saturday night, there at Mojo World. There's cheap beer, live music, 24-hour record store. You can buy Brunswick stew and hot dogs and coleslaw on them. Y'all probably saying, Mojo, how'd I get to this place? I want to go. Everybody. Everybody wants to go to Mojo World. Let me tell you what you got to do. Turn right at the light. Go past the trailer parks. Stand naked, singing in the blazing sunlight of liberty. You got to sing. You got to sing.
This land is your land. This land is mine.
This has been an arrogant MGMS production, which is solely irresponsible for its content.
You bet my sweet ass.
Weird sounds inside the goldmine. Get the point.